Some teens at Jacksonville's Lee High School chose to confront violence and the justice system this school year through an elective class. Now, as the school year comes to an end, WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride talks with the students as they reflect on what they've learned and what they hope to change in Duval County.
Powerful, inspiring, historical. That's how the students are describing their leadership class on Friday. Now they consider themselves a brotherhood. All year they've been meeting with leaders, police officers, city officials, prosecutors, judges, to learn but also educate them on where they're coming from, what they'd like to see change. Junior Diavion Harris gives a shout out to his classmate Chris for opening up and sharing his experiences this year.
And like when he got out of jail, he just killed it. He did his job.
All but one of the 15 students are Black, and 12 say they've been detained and questioned by police officers. Two say police shot at them. Sophomore Felton Morrell says when a young man sees a police officer, his first instinct is to get away, to run.
When a child runs, the first thing they'll say, oh, they must be doing something wrong. So I feel like that's really what starts off the bad vibe with the police officer. If they do try to communicate with the kids and talk to the kids and be everywhere, it wouldn't be as bad as it is now.
Morrell says this summer he's planning to start mentoring elementary-aged kids. He and other students say the class has given them a platform to create change. And after school lets out, they plan to keep meeting weekly until they attend a juvenile justice summit in Washington, D.C. in August. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.